This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Quad is committed for a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. In his opening remarks at the Quad Leaders Summit, which is underway in Delaware, U.S., the Prime Minister stressed that Quad is here to stay, to assist, to partner, and to complement. He said Quad has taken initiatives in several areas, including health, security, critical and emerging technology, and climate change. He said he is happy to host Quad Leaders Summit in India next year. Global challenges like climate change and emerging technologies are on the agenda for the Quad Summit. During the Quad Summit, a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies are expected to be discussed among the members of the grouping. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with U.S. President Joe Biden in his hometown, Delaware, Wilmington. In a special gesture, the U.S. President hosted Mr. Modi at his residence at Greenville in Delaware. The meeting between the two leaders lasted for an hour. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the talks were extremely fruitful. He thanked the U.S. President for hosting him at his residence. The discussions focused on ways to further deepen the India-United States bilateral partnership in areas of mutual interest. The leaders exchanged views on global and regional issues, including the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. In a social media post, President Biden said, "The United States partnership with India is stronger, closer, and more dynamic than any time in history." Upon his arrival at Philadelphia International Airport yesterday, Mr. Modi was greeted with a rousing welcome by members of the Indian diaspora who had gathered in large numbers to show their support. They were chanting, "Modi, Modi." The Prime Minister witnessed Garba performed by members of the Indian diaspora in Hotel DuPont, Wilmington, Delaware, and interacted with them. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The Indian community has distinguished itself in the U.S., making a positive impact across diverse sectors." He said, "It is always a delight to interact with them." After his Delaware stop, Mr. Modi will travel to New York, where he will engage with the Indian diaspora today. Center has issued advisory to states and union territories to combat tobacco use among youth. Union Education Ministry and Health and Family Welfare Ministry have jointly issued advisory to the chief secretaries of states and UTs for effective implementation of tobacco-free educational institutions guidelines and manual. The goal is to protect future generations by raising awareness of the harmful effects of tobacco use and promoting tobacco control measures within educational institutions. Aam Aadmi Party leader Aatishi was yesterday sworn in as Delhi Chief Minister. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office to Aatishi and her Council of Ministers at a ceremony at Raj Nivas. AAP leader Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bharadwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat were also sworn in as Cabinet Minister. Delhi's Chief Minister Aatishi has allocated portfolios to her newly sworn-in cabinet. The new cabinet currently has 5 members along with the CM. Chief Minister Aatishi will lead 13 departments including education, power and finance. Delhi Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj will hold the charge of 8 departments including health, urban development and social welfare. Gopal Rai will hold 3 departments including general administration, environment, forest and wildlife. Minister Kailash Gehlot has been allocated Transport, Administration, Information and Technology, Home and Women and Child Development Departments. Mukesh Ahlawat has been allocated 5 departments including Labour and Employment, and Imran Hussain will hold Food and Supply and Election. In Chennai cricket test, India are firmly in control of the first test against Bangladesh, with the visitors trailing by 357 runs with 6 wickets in hand in their second innings at the end of day 3. At stumps, the visitors were 158 runs for the loss of 4 wickets. Najmul Hossain Shanto at 51 runs and Shakib Al Hassan on 5 were at crease at close of play. Ravichandran Ashwin bagged 3 wickets while Jasprit Bumrah got 1 wicket. The umpires called off the day when bad light stopped the play. And that is the end of this news bulletin.